Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Hall & Company CPAs. They're our new segment sponsor. We're really glad to have them aboard, so please check them out on our website. And this segment features Peter Steffen, who is the Senior Vice President at United Retirement Plan Consultants. Peter, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Bill.
Peter, before we get started, we always like to ask our guests for a little background. If you could share some of your background that led you into the retirement business and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, Bill, thanks. I think the gray hair might tell a little bit here. Basically, I've been doing this since 1975. My experience and background basically is in plan design consulting. Worked for two large insurance companies in their employee benefit divisions, just working with their advisors on structuring strategic types of plan designs.
And That was then, and then you started a third-party administrative company, correct?
Right. In 1984, I went out on my own and started a practice with a partner, and we built that practice up over the years to a company with over 900 business clients, with about 35 employees, focusing on plan design, consultation, working with CPAs and financial advisors.
And I've been in the business 30 years, Peter, and it was a top-of-the-line administrative company. And then what happened?
Thank you. And basically in 2008, we were approached by a national concern who was actually trying to find best of brand and footprints across the United States. They had acquired 17 other firms that did fee-for-service consulting work, and they approached us and made us an offer we couldn't refuse, but also brought some great resources to the table to help support our operation.
Okay, and so that's United Retirement Plan Consultants.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about that entity.
Yeah, basically right now is that they have over 300 employees across the U.S., service about a little over 10,000 qualified retirement plans, anything from 401k through to defined benefit pension plans, and actually administer plans that have over $11 billion in retirement plan assets. So they're a pretty significant player across the United States.
And what sizes and types of companies are their typical clientele, Peter?
Typically, you know, either from an owner-only type of a plan where we're working with a business owner, could be a physician with their practice, all the way up to a large publicly held company here. There's quite a few in Orange County that we service here that actually have over 500 or 600 employees.
So size doesn't matter. In this case, it could be a single employer or a business owner who's doing well and needs to shelter some money.
Correct.
It could be a mid-sized small company or up to a public company.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, you know, plans can be designed for what's called tax benefit strategies for the small and medium-sized business holder, all the way up to a benefit-structured plan like a 401k with some profit-sharing features or a match feature.
And a lot of people don't realize that. They take whatever comes out of the box, maybe what somebody recommends for them, and think that's it. That's all I can do. But what you guys do is come in and say, look, the plan's the plan, but there are other ways we can design the plan and create better opportunities for the owner if the stars line up, right?
Right, exactly. You brought up a great point, and that's kind of one of the dilemmas that hit small business owners, because they buy products off the shelf without any type of objectivity or planning behind that, and usually a year or two later they get surprised, and then their CPA or financial advisor will recommend them over to us, and we'll talk about different types of strategic designs to help them out.
So sometimes employers will start out with just the basics because that's all they can afford, and the profits need to go back into the business, right?
Right.
And then maybe down the road they need to get more competitive and hire in some more key employees and offer them a little bit more within the plan. But there are actually ways to, in some ways, favor one employee over the other, or even owners over other employees, if you structure the plan properly and get much more benefit to those individuals if you do it correctly, right?
Very good point. In other words, the IRS, the code out there has a number of different features to it that allows, you know, a very good plan design consultant to take those features and apply it to the demographics of that workforce. And off-the-shelf providers don't liken to that, for say, because what they'll do is they'll just have a package where we can come in and say, what's the objective here? Who do we need to benefit? And how much time or how much money do we have to kind of get there? And that's our job, is to formulate that.
So we'll start with the building blocks. So let's say the first level of a plan is just a basic 401k that employees can defer and put money into. And that may or may not have restrictions for the owner based on how they design that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then on top of that, if they need to, they can structure a match or some kind of a discretionary
profit sharing.
Okay,
right, exactly.
And then on top of that, if they really want to and the stars line up, again, a lot of this comes out of your testing, then they maybe can put a defined benefit plan on top of that. And what's the maximum that an owner might gain out of something like that, just generally?
Well, basically, you know, it depends upon age and compensation, you know, in terms of, you're looking for a dollar amount, in other words, you can probably get contributions up for the owner or, you know, a pair of owners up in the $250,000, $300,000, $400,000 range, depending upon if they have that much to contribute into shelter based upon what they're also covering with the employees. So
that's very substantial compared to what's the maximum in the 401k this year?
Well, $17,500 plus a $5,500 catch-up for those age 50 or older. And, you know, when you talk about plan design, in other words, that offers kind of a good benefit. But today out there with the small business owners out there, they're looking for tax strategies. And right. The Internal Revenue Code offers these strategies. You just have to have the right implementer on your side.
So it can range quite a wide range there. And what do you do to help them figure out what makes sense for them?
Our job is to work with, you know, with the advisors, so the CPA and or financial advisor for their client, and, you know, put together the provisions of the plan to achieve that contribution objective. And once we implement, is that our job is to service that on a year-to-year basis as the business conditions change. So we want to make sure we build some flexibility into the plan design, but also try to get the highest benefit possible for who we're trying to focus on.
That's fantastic. So we're talking with Peter Steffen, and we're going to come back in just a few minutes, and we're going to ask you about some stories and some tips and ideas and precautions. Peter, is that okay?
That's great.
Okay, we'll be right back after this message. Not every retirement plan is equal. Selecting the right plan design for your circumstances, your goals, your peace of mind, and keeping it on track can't seem daunting. We're here to ensure you secure the right plan with the right benefits and the right structure. Some call us visionary, we call it client-focused. We're United Retirement Plan Consultants. For a free consultation, call Peter Steffen at 949-600-7600. That's 949-600-7600. Olive Crest is a local nonprofit organization dedicated to preventing child abuse, treating and educating at-risk children, and preserving the family one life at a time. For 40 years, Olive Crest has provided safe, loving homes to at-risk youth throughout Southern California, Nevada, and the Pacific Northwest. There are many ways you can help, including volunteering or becoming a foster parent. Go to www.olivecrest.org or call 1-800-550-CHILD to learn more. That's 1-800-550-CHILD. Call today. Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes. I'm talking with Peter Steffen of United Retirement Plan Consultants. And Peter, before the break, I think we kind of established that business owners don't have to settle for just the out-of-the-box plan design. Sometimes it helps really to come talk to someone like yourself and figure out, can they put a lot more aside, and they might be surprised at the results.
Yeah, definitely, Bill. I'll give you a couple of examples here, some stories behind that. Here's a kind of somewhat an easy one, but also kind of just sheds light on what we just talked about. typical client, we inherited and referred over by their advisor, and we went and took a look at the plan. They used what's called a safe harbor 3% contribution type of an arrangement, which allowed the two business owners to get, to, at that time, $17,000 of, you know, 401k deferral, plus they got the 3% of paid contribution. And after asking a couple of questions, I found the company was profitable. They're looking for other alternatives. And one of the things I mentioned is that, you know, you could actually implement a another tier of 6% of pay for the two owners without increasing their employee cost by just using the safe harbor element they already had in place, but adding another provision on top of that. Took them by surprise. Easy to implement, but that was one of the things, or a good example of just, you know, something they bought off the shelf without any type of oversight.
6% up to what maximum compensation can they count towards it?
Well, there's a cap, right? Yeah, there was a cap of compensation at that time. So each year, there's a, the IRS has a cost of living adjustment on that. But the idea, another 6% each.
Of $200,000+.
Yeah, another $12,000 each at that point. So $24,000 off the bottom line.
With no additional contribution for employees.
Correct.
That's substantial tax savings for somebody.
Correct, right. And they were looking for other ways to shelter profits and so forth. And that was kind of an easy one for me at that time.
And the beauty of that tier is that if profits go back down, it's freely discretionary based on year to year.
Right, and so forth. We can actually give them some flexibility there.
Great.
Another example and so forth, you know, going towards the physician community and so forth, two physicians had a small practice but highly profitable, working with their new CPA that referred us in to take a look at their program, and we had a receptionist type of administrator in the office, and they were using a payroll provider type of a plan, and it's a safe harbor plan again. And again, this is a profitable practice, and our new CPA actually wants to take a look at options. And we came in and layered a defined benefit plan in there. And there was comparable benefits for the employee as well. So they wanted to take care of that person. But the contributions now were over in the six-figure range rather than the five-figure range, low five figures for the 401k safe harbor. And one of the physicians asked and goes, well, how come our other provider didn't, the payroll provider recommended that? And said, they just don't work in this actually marketplace. And they sell you what they know as the next best thing, which was just the safe harbor plan. And they wanted to see if they could retroactively contribute. And no, those were just lost deductions, lost opportunities.
Yeah, and in a lot of these situations, it's complex. It's not always easy. And sometimes the stars don't line up, right?
Correct.
So it's not just somebody can say, well, they didn't tell me and I could have been doing all this. It really has to be modeled and tested first. And that's the benefit of a firm like yours, is that you'll say, let us see what we can do, put it to the test, and you might be surprised what the results are.
Yes, exactly. You know, Bill, we've worked together in the past and so forth in your professional capacity, and we've had some mutual clients where you said, this just is not going to work.
Right.
But we've exhausted those opportunities, and what happens, that's the important part, someone's actually doing that for the client.
It's a logical first step because it's tax deductible at the current time. It provides benefits to everybody that they're going to need someday.
Right.
And so what's the best kind of size company that this kind of stuff? So if somebody says, well, you know, I've got 30 employees, I'm much older and I make much more than most of the employees. Is that a good potential model to look at something like that?
Definitely. Because sometimes you'll walk in there and you'll see that they have a 401k in place and so forth, not knowing that there's other types of, you know, provisions you can structure in addition to that 401k or amend the plan completely to have those features. But having someone that can come in and ask the questions and look at the demographics of the workforce there, and again, also with the objectives given to me by the CPA or whoever the business owner is, we can come up with some alternative plan designs to consider. And, you know, one of the things as we kind of get into the future here is that a lot of business owners are not taking advantage of these benefits in the tax code in light of, you know, basically the Taxpayer Relief Act that went through in 2012, which, you know, has taken away a lot of provisions with phase outs and so forth and increased personal tax rates.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say that you mentioned defined benefit before. I think a lot of people thought defined benefit plans were dead because they got complex. But as America ages, and especially in smaller companies, it's not the case. They're very much good potential ways for business owners to put away a lot of money in their final years as they own their business. Correct?
Exactly, and so forth. And that's what's, you know, the key point there is that, you know, these firms are profitable out there, and when they're getting hit with these new rates and actually on lower incomes, the vehicle of choice here is that defined benefit plan layered in conjunction with a profit sharing plan and a 401k, which is, you know, a salary deferral type of a plan. But looking at those opportunities and put it into their active practice, and, you know, and with their, I'll say, equity planning and so forth for the future.
Now, if you come in and do an analysis on somebody and say, you know, if you want to, you can put $200,000 to your own plan design, that doesn't mean they have to adopt that plan design. They're not restricted at that maximum amount. They could choose a lesser amount than that, right?
Yeah, that's the beauty of plan design, because you can see, we always say, here's where you can exhaust the benefits available to you, but maybe that might be too rich. Mm-hmm. So let's back it down and so forth to something that's doable. They might forego some benefit and so forth, but it gets it to a range they're comfortable with. And then on top of that is that then they feel that they don't, something they can actively support, not only in this year, but also in future years, which is key to keep the sustainability of the plan.
Because the IRS doesn't like you bolting on a defined benefit plan for 1 year and then backing off
exactly.
At the next year,
right. There are some rules with the game, and that's, you're true about that.
Yep. But on the other hand, things happen in business, and so if there's good business reasons why you had to stop, I mean, that's had to have hit a lot of people in 2008, right?
Right,
2009.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of unwinding.
And there's some things, in other words, that's why going into the plan design is important. We'd like to have a very thorough discussion with that client or prospect at that point, and we don't say, here's how these plans operate and so forth, and we're put some guidelines in place. And so they know the outcome, in the future here, and and it's not new news to them when we actually have a meeting down the road if they have something negative happen to their business.
Can you give our listeners, we got about a minute and a half left, can you give our listeners a quick couple tips that they might think about when they're thinking about their retirement plan or looking at it?
Yeah, definitely here. One of the things, again, coming out of 2013 and going into 2014 here, any small business owner, small to medium-sized business owner out there that sees that they have an opportunity for business, you know, income this year, it's a good time to start getting with their CPA and planning ahead. The 11th hour planning is just not going to cut it in the future. So the idea is, you know, get with your CPA, start throwing some numbers down on the table there, and start getting some guidance. Because what happens, we go into the end of 2014 and looking at 2013, you want to make sure you're prepared and you can take advantages of all these types of opportunities, like the qualified retirement plan, but also have your CPA that guidance. So that's what I'd recommend at this point. Get there early.
Start talking about it early in the year. This is not a December activity.
Right. You know.
Although a lot of people wait until that time, and then it's almost not too late. But oh my gosh, don't do that to us.
Right? Exactly, and so forth. And what happens? It's a lost opportunity at that point.
What's the best way for someone to get in touch with you, Peter?
Easy, as you mentioned earlier, just give me a call. My direct line is 949-600-7600. And you can always go to our website, which is unitedretirement.com. And we have our parent website, but also our various offices are also on that site, whereas we're located around the United States here. But give me a call. Let me see if I can help out and take advantage of these opportunities.
As anticipated, a very interesting and informative interview, Peter. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and thanks very much for joining us today.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much.
I've been talking with Peter Steffen of United Retirement Plan Consultants, and we're going to take a short break, so please stay tuned.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.